on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The family of a missing nursing student in Maritzburg says they're deeply concerned for his safety. Mankoba Mnyandu, a third-year student at the Durban University of Technology, was last seen at his residence on Wednesday. His sister, Mpumelelo Nxumalo, says he left behind all his belongings, including his phone. 21-year-old Mnyandu, who's originally from Northern KZN's Dumbe area, was completing his studies at the DUT's Indumiso campus. Nxumalo says her brother's disappearance has taken a toll on their father.
I talked to him on the 12th of August, it was during the day. He said he was studying. We are so worried about him. We don't know where he is right now. Is he okay?
Two suspects facing drug dealing charges are due to line up in the Verulam Magistrates Court today. The pair was nabbed on Friday during a joint police raid on a suspected drug lab in Phoenix. KZN and Hawk spokesperson Sibu Ngane says they acted on information on alleged activities by the notorious Southside gang. He says they first raided a property on Bow Green Close where cocaine and heroin powder were found in the bedroom of a 34-year-old suspect.
The team then proceeded to another target location in Phoenix. The suspect attempted to escape by jumping off the first floor balcony but was subsequently arrested. A thorough investigation of the second residence revealed that it was being used as a clandestine drug laboratory equipped with illicit substances with an estimated street value of 4,093,000. 22-year-old suspect was consequently arrested and charged with dealing in drugs.
Organizers of the First National Convention say a host of concerns were raised by delegates in Pretoria over the weekend. Over 1,000 representatives from more than 200 organizations attended the convention. The organizing committee says jobs, the economy, crime and corruption, education, health and gender-based violence were among the main issues discussed. The group says there'll be a 6 to 9 month dialogue for national engagements. Meanwhile, a political analyst says the loss of confidence in the upcoming process by former heads of state is cause for concern. Zakhele Ndlovu's been commenting on weekend reports that former President Kgalema Motlanthe has withdrawn from the national dialogue. The Thabo Mbeki and Steve Biko foundations were among the key supporters that pulled out, citing worries over costs and the process being rushed. Ndlovu says Mbeki was originally at the forefront of that process.
You have to wonder why suddenly they no longer have confidence. I think they wanted more money to be allocated, and my understanding is that Cyril Ramaphosa was reluctant to put more money because a lot of South Africans are unhappy about the fact that they're spending close to $1 billion.
The death toll from devastating wildfires in Spain has climbed to 4. Firefighters have been battling close to 20 blazes for over a week, with the majority of them burning in the northwestern region. Authorities say a firefighter died when his truck flipped over in a crash. An emergency crew member was killed while tackling infernos in Portugal. The countries have been reeling from a series of fires fueled by a summer heat wave. A recap of our lead story, the family of a missing nursing student in Maritzburg says they're deeply concerned for his safety. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.